previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Stats SA says GDP rose 0.1% in the first quarter of this year. That's compared with growth of 0.4% in the previous quarter. The silver lining in this very dark cloud is that economists polled by Bloomberg had been forecasting a contraction of 0.1%, which would have set us up for a recession later in the year. Ignore the economic niceties. This is a picture of an economy into which business is not investing and in which jobs are not being created. It could have been worse. As we reported yesterday, the agriculture numbers are looking good, but how much of that's being driven by a desperate bid to get fruit and wine onto ships before American tariffs kick in remains to be seen. Manufacturing was down 2%, mining down 4.1%. Mind you, the Paris-based OECD has just released its latest economic outlook, which says global economic prospects are weakening. The world economy is facing substantial barriers to trade, tighter financial conditions, diminishing confidence, and, says the OECD, heightened policy uncertainty. It's forecasting global growth slowing from 3.3% last year to 2.9% this year and next. The slowdown is expected to be most concentrated in the US, Canada, Mexico, and China. You know the reason for that. South Africa, according to the OECD, will deliver 1.3% this year and 1.4% in 2026. I hope they're right, but wouldn't bet on it. One interesting number that has emerged in the last day or so comes from the Reserve Bank. This in the wake of its drive to persuade National Treasury to adopt a single-point inflation target of 3% instead of the current 3 to 6% target range. A research document just published by the bank says a lower inflation target and a revised borrowing strategy could save the government as much as 870 billion rand in debt service costs over the next decade. Deputy Finance Minister David Masondo has confirmed that talks on the subject between the bank and National Treasury are ongoing. Turning to the markets, the JSE came off its highs last evening with the all-share closing down 0.3%, the top 40 down 0.4%, London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500 both up just over 0.5%, the Nasdaq up 0.8%. Tokyo this morning up 1%, Hong Kong up 0.7%, Sydney up just under 1%. The US dollar at 1.14 to the euro, the rand at 17.87 to the dollar, 20.31 to the euro, 24.15 to sterling. Gold at 3,359, platinum 1,083, Bitcoin 105,600, Brent crude oil just over $63 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.